Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Nap time. Shave. Muggage. Raspberry shake.
It's Wake Up!
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Joe.
Did you have fun in sunshine in Florida?
I did. I did.
Of course.
I did.
Of course you did.
I know this is what? This is a little over a week, I think, after I've been to Orlando when this comes out.
I'll still be jealous by the time this episode comes out.
I was, you know, it's kind of same old story. Working and stuff on the computer most of the time. But when I was out and about, it was sunny. And it was it was nice just to have, like, warm weather.
I know. Gosh dang, it's when we record this, it's snowing again. Which, if it's going to snow, I want more snow. Because the mountains fucking need it.
Yeah.
And I have a season's pass. And it sucks to go up there when they haven't gotten any new snow in like 2 months. It's like, God damn it.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's a waste of money.
So come on, snow.
Come on, it's snow. Welcome to episode 83 of Is We Dumb? 83.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild.
It's quite a few episodes.
It's exciting, yeah. And we're excited about the upcoming Wet Hot Bad Magic Summer Camp. And it's going to be as fun as you think it's going to be.
Part of me just can't believe we're doing this. I do have moments like Lindsay's running, you know, point on arranging this with Sarah, the event planner.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm not thinking about it all the time. And then people ask about it now recently. And I'm like, oh, God. And
oh.
I get like a little nervous. I'm like, what? Do we actually agree to do this?
Right. What?
What?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I imagine you finding out for the first time, like, no one has told you anything. And you're on the road at a comedy show. And someone's like, so tell me about this fucking summer camp.
Oh, God.
What are they doing? No, they're saying we're doing this and this, and it's all taken care of. What the fuck?
I was describing it to some people in Orlando, like the comics, and just as I'm talking, I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty crazy that we're doing this.
Yeah, it is. So badmagicmerch.com is where you will go to pick up your tickets, and they're going on sale March 15th at high noon Pacific time. There's going to be a banner right at the top of the page. You won't be able to miss it.
Yeah.
And it's August 19th through the 21st. And that's for the VIPs.
Yeah.
And then general admission, it's the 20th and 21st.
Yeah.
So the difference between VIPs and general admission, VIPs are going to stay on site at the Boy Scout camp that we rented out for the entire weekend.
It's going to be so modified and customized.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the general admission tickets, wherever you stay in town, I think there's a couple hotels. Again, all the details, we're not going to go over them right now. You'll get shuttled in. Every day to take in all the festivities.
Yep. There's going to be food vendors, security, live music, activities.
Swimming, arts and crafts, paddle boarding. There's going to be a live
Swag.
Is We Dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Live is We Dumb. Mm-hmm. Which if it goes the way we want it to go.
Yeah.
Turning this shit into like a fucking Price is Right game show, which will be really fun.
Yeah.
Try to get some audience participation. Try to get some.
We'll
That'd
get
be
some.
Weird. We're come on.
Come on, please.
Huge, fancy. Like, we've dropped $500,000. Into this set. And we're like, come on. And I was like, no, thanks. Like, what the fuck? You put the thing in the Plinko box.
Come on.
You can win $500. Nah.
Don't want to.
Dumb. They all turn their back
Hate
on
it.
And go back to the keg. Fuck this shit. And then also a live scare to death because it can't be summer camp. We have some spooky ass stories. So
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And who knows what else?
Mm-hmm. So again, that's going on sale March 15th, high noon at badmagicmerch.com. That's high noon Pacific time. Man,
hell yeah!
I have this like distracting thing on my chest that you can't you can't see it right now.
Mm, you sent me a picture of it.
Heart
monitor.
Check this out. Look at that key fob.
God, that's crazy.
I know.
Joe has a key fob on his. He's monitoring his heart,
and I have to have another phone in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking Joey Two Phones.
Joey Two Phones continuing to have heart rhythm problems. Ever since COVID.
Yeah, from COVID. So
God damn,
that's a blast.
And how long has it been?
Two and a half.
It's been 2 years.
Two and a half years. I got it in July of 2020.
I do love your math.
Isn't that correct?
No.
No.
It's not even close to that long. But
a year and a half?
A little over a year and a half.
I was just thinking, it feels like it's been fucking forever. How long have we been in fucking COVID restrictions?
We've been COVID for coming up on
6 years.
Coming up on 2 years. Coming up on 2 years.
Damn. All right.
But Joe.
My brain at first was like,
Joe got COVID 6 months before COVID hit America. Joe went to China.
A full year.
Joe was in a lab in China. And that's when he got COVID.
Right.
Joe invented COVID. He's what is it? Patient zero.
That's what it is. I was over there studying football fields. And how long they were.
Right.
Each football field was about 2.5 years long.
Joe got COVID 14 football fields ago.
So I got this heart monitor, and it's fun. I'll wear it for a month, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll have some good, I don't know, be able to do some analysis with that information and give you some answers.
Yeah, give me something so they don't have to go in there and start burning shit. I guess that's one of the...
I hope you get a monkey's heart.
What?
What if they did that? What if they put a baboon heart in your chest?
Oh,
what if that
man.
Was the fix?
What if it changed
your heart?
Oh, what if it changed who I was as a person, though? I started climbing on shit and
you
throwing poop at you guys.
You occasionally throw poop. And then when you get a pass, you're like, I got a baboon heart.
I got a baboon heart, guys.
I don't even know if baboons are the ones that throw shit. I think it's smaller monkeys, but maybe baboons. Baboons. I've seen baboons in the wild once. Fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Not a fan of baboons.
Yeah.
They're a scary ass monkey. I don't even know if they're a monkey. Primate? Monkey-ish, at the very least.
Monkey-ish. They're bare bones. They're fucking monkey-ish.
And they're super horny. Ah, they're fucking creepy.
Now I want a baboon heart.
Now, yeah.
See, me, baboons might not throw shit, but me with a baboon heart, I'll throw some shit.
Yeah, there you go.
You got it.
Even if it doesn't encourage you, you just then use it as an excuse to throw shit.
Yeah, see?
You have no urge.
Nope.
But you just start throwing shit that like you always wanted to throw anyway. And then you have like a little card. I have a monkey heart.
Like the Joker movie? You hand it out while you're throwing poop? Sorry, baboon heart.
Can't help it.
With a little, like a winky face?
And people are just confused long enough to let you get away. Like by the time they realize, yeah, but not a brain. That doesn't even make any sense. Then you're gone.
I'm gone.
You're throwing shit at the next person.
I've moved on. I've been gone for weeks. But that before you figure it out, we do have some brand new merch inspired by your shroom story.
Oh yeah, I forgot we did this.
This is what you wanted. It's available right now at badmagicmerch.com. We've got two different options, and then one, you got the one on the left, the black shirt. Logan came up with that design, and then it's Brett Muir, right, Logan?
Oh yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brett Muir.
And then you got M-U-I-R. The Theron Loving in Las Vegas type of look.
Oh, that was fun.
On the other shirt. Oh, that was fun.
At one point. I actually, on shrooms, Lindsay now is dipping her toes in that. And she just did like a microdose level. But kind of like with weed, sometimes it'll like, you feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that with edibles. Like I eat basically the same amount most of the time.
Right.
And I'll have them like in the evenings, usually just as I wind down. Not all the time, especially on weeks we don't have the kids, you know, fairly regularly though. And most of the time, like, yep, this feels exactly like it's supposed to. And then every once in a while, I'm like, man, what got into this fucking gummy?
Who did this?
Like, who tripled up this one? And Lindsay had that with a little psilocybin tablet when, I was out of town. The kids weren't there, so she's by herself at the house. I called in after my show Saturday night from Orlando to check in, and I knew things were different. Like, immediately when she answered the oh, no, it was so great. Immediately, when it was like the perfect high. She answers the phone, and she's like, ha-ha, you're so funny. And I'm like, you never say that.
Right.
Like, what's going on now?
You haven't said that since our wedding night. What the fuck's going on?
And she was just like so lovey-dovey, but I'm like, oh, you're in the best. I'm so jealous. You're in like the best mental place. But she was just like super giggly and loves everything. Uh-huh. Like, I got like all these like crazy text messages. Like, I just love you. Do you know I love you? Like the drunk, like, you know yeah. I love you, right? I love you.
Come on.
I love you. That.
I don't even have to say it because you know I love you, right? 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 When people are in that good of a mood mm-hmm. when they're on drugs,
yeah.
A part of me, I always kind of leave them. Like they're in their space, they're having a fucking blast.
Just enjoy it.
You're right. I'm like, wait, what?
I don't want to ruin this.
I'm not ruining this. I'm gonna say something stupid.
Yep, I'm not on your level.
Yep, just have some fun. I'll see
mm-hmm.
you later.
Mm-hmm.
Call me on your way down.
Yeah, right.
and I'll talk you through it, buddy.
Call me when you hate everybody again.
Right. Back when you're depressed. And then we won't talk for another 10 years. all right, well that's great. We've got a really fun show.
Let's get into it.
And we're gonna get into a very super most important starting question. If you have a weak stomach, maybe just skip it.
I hear you said it's intense.
Mm. Let's do it.
The very super most important starting question.
Okay. Well, sorry in advance. This is sent in by Dummy Charles.
Okay.
Would you rather drink a glass of your dad's semen or a glass of your mom's menstrual
Jesus
blood?
Do we have this one before?
Nope.
We had something that was really gross with moms and dads before. Maybe it was like sex with your dad or your mom.
I think that one we for sure had. 100%.
Oh, drink? Oh my God.
I think it was have sex with your dad while your mom watches, or have sex with your mom and your dad watches. Was the one that we did in the past.
I think it was. Yeah, I think that was one of the more fucked up ones we did in the past. Uh-huh. And this one is drink a cup.
Glass of your dad's, cum,
your dad's cum,
or a glass of your mom's menstrual blood.
Ooh,
or just mix them together, make like a like a raspberry smoothie type thing.
God, what if what if you did do that and it was literally the best you've ever felt? like before you go to the gym,
elixir?
Like, yeah, you drink fucking half dad's jizz, half mom's period blood. You go to the gym, you bench twice as much as you've ever, like, you're borderline superhuman.
You break the mile record for wherever you're at.
Right. And then, you're this moral dilemma where you're like it's the best you've ever felt, like by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, God, that was super gross. But then it starts to fade, and the only way you get to keep feeling like that is if you continue to drink a mixture of both your dad's cum, and like you have to constantly get new cum from your dad and new menstrual blood from your mom.
And they don't want you to, so you have to be sneaky with it.
God, you're trying to find out some kind of a way to reverse menopause or like postpone it. Like, mom, you can't go through menopause. I need your period blood.
My life depends on you. There's continuing to have periods.
Everyone's so impressed with me at the gym. It's become the only thing that matters to me. If I lose that respect,
I lose my friends.
I lose everything. I lose my social circle.
Right.
I have 2 million Instagram followers because of my fucking bench presses. And I can't do that without your blood.
That'd be a fun spiral out of control, though, to watch.
Oh, my God.
If you're addicted to cum and menstrual blood.
And then they don't want to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turns into this fucking weird.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, like a weird, surreal, absurd horror movie where you have your parents in cages and you are like fucking milking them from blood and cum.
Oh, man.
So you can keep getting stronger.
That's awful.
I picture pitching that as a movie to some like New Line Entertainment. I get a fucking meeting. Like I had one idea that was more traditional that got me in the door, but then I just can't help myself. And like beforehand, I've mentioned this to my agent. And he's like, don't you fucking talk about that. They're gonna do the movie if you just shut the fuck up about this other idea. And then the first boy goes.
I love the pitch on the front end. Super innocent,
right.
Like kind of along the lines of like Toy Story 5. Like is where you brought it. Like anyway, that probably worked. Check this out.
Because when I used to do those pitches, they always do ask you, no matter what
anything
you pitch.
Else?
Yep, you got anything else? Mm-hmm. That's like the standard follow up. So yeah, you go in there, you pitch some new like Pixar type thing or whatever like that. And it's like PG, family friendly, and they're like, do you got anything else? I do. And then the agent's like, no, we gotta go. I know you guys are busy. No, I got this. This is like, it's gonna work. Okay, hear me out. It's fucking great. Now, this is gonna be hard R, but what if you drink your dad's jizz, you drink your mom's period blood, you fucking get so goddamn strong.
Arnold Schwarzenegger strong.
We get the Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right.
He's in there. You're so strong. Everybody loves you. You become a social media sensation. Very topical, very relevant. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't know. And then you need it, and they don't want to give you it. Your dad's like, he won't give you his dick anymore. And your mom's like, hide that pussy. So then you get him in fucking cages. Mm-hmm. And now you're torturing them. You're fucking jerking your dad off. He doesn't even like it. But you get the by this point, they're like, yikes, secretly calling security.
Like, beep, 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 beep. They have a little button under the table. Shit.
They're already tearing up the contract they started to write about the first movie.
Maybe they'll make it.
Maybe they'll make it.
And that amount of
from the producers of Human Centipede.
Right.
Comes dad come strong. So they're like, dad come mom blood strong.
Raspberry shake. That's just the name. That's the name of the film.
From the from the producers of Human Centipede comes Raspberry Shake.
Fucking Raspberry Shake. I picture the cover has nothing but a Jamba Juice, like looking fucking like raspberry kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is this? NC-17. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. You're
reading the back, doesn't want to give you all the details. That'd be a fun one to dive into.
That would be.
It didn't take a while to get a glass. What's a glass? 12 ounces? So 12 ounces. Of cum.
Right.
And then how much blood comes out during one? I know it varies.
I don't know.
But it can't be 12 ounces of
heavy
blood,
flow,
can
light
it?
Flow? No. No, God, no.
There's no way.
There's no way. I mean, I don't think.
Logan, will you look up how much blood comes out? God damn it.
I know some women like heavy, heavy flow. But 12,
heavy flow.
Heavy flow. But 12 ounces, that's a lot. Like,
yeah,
that's gonna soak through a lot of tampons, I feel like.
Soak through the entire mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, and you know, like a lot of women, like, you know, periods are what, regularly irregular. So that's not every month. Sometimes, you know, it's 2-3 months, mm-hmm. like the way it can get spaced out. So, I mean, it might take, on both ends, it might take years.
You're addicted to this stuff?
God, my
and then you're like your mom gets pregnant. Oh, God damn it!
Oh no,
drought.
You force him. You throw her down the stairs.
No, come on.
You fucking throw your mom down the stairs so you can get more of that period blood.
Oh boy. All right.
So the average period length.
Okay.
The average period length will yield you about 6 tablespoons.
Okay. Wow.
Still
6 tablespoons. That's way more than I thought.
But not 12 ounces. So that's exciting. Thank you.
Thank you.
So not a walking vending machine of blood.
Hey,
but 6 tablespoons is still pretty good.
Logan, will you type really fast? How many fluid ounces are in 1 tablespoon?
I already know the answer.
Yep.
Half a football field.
Half a football field. 20 yards.
20 yards. First down.
First. second down and three.
Two fluid ounces to every tablespoon.
How much?
2 fluid ounces to every tablespoon.
So it would be 12, wouldn't it?
Oh, shit.
What?
Wow.
A tablespoon has 2 ounces in it?
After all my fucking talk, I had no idea. Well, I apologize, ladies.
What? Hold on.
You're bleeding so much.
A tablespoon is 2 ounces?
No way.
What?
Okay, I guess
now,
so.
Now I'm picturing a 12 ounce glass and then pouring a tablespoon in there.
Yeah,
there's
that
no fucking way.
Sense. Yeah.
There's no way only 6 of those is going to fill up a whole 12 ounces.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There's no way.
There's no fucking way.
No.
Like a soda can? How many fluids?
Yeah, 12 ounces.
12 ounces. There's no way you put. That's
six
a magic tablespoon. So there must be some kind of fluid ounce to regular ounce.
Maybe we're going the wrong way. Maybe it's 3. Because 1 U.S. fluid ounce is 2 U.S. tablespoons.
Oh, we're going the wrong way.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay. But still.
I almost just turned the show off.
All right.
I just got weirded out.
God. Well, either way. Okay. but the choice, which one do you drink?
Yeah, that's tough.
Jesus Christ.
No matter why you're doing it.
This is a true evil decision.
Yeah.
It's horrible both ways.
Hmm.
But at least it's just once.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up either way. That's the thing. I'm going to throw up either way.
Would you rather throw up blood or cum?
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I don't know. They're both so terrible.
I don't know. Leave me alone.
They're both so terrible. They're both truly terrible.
Oh, man.
Option C, shoot myself in the face.
It's not in there.
Mm.
You could do that after you do the semen and the menstrual.
I probably will. Either way I go.
Right.
What's going to happen, the sequence is going to be I fucking pound the glass of whatever it is, and then right next to the glass I do have a loaded gun, and then I immediately just like start crying and I blow my brains out.
That's a bummer.
It's gonna be fucking like some Seven shit.
It's a sad way to go.
What's in the box? Death come.
Fuck. God, that's so dumb to think about. I hate it all the way.
I do hate it. I don't know. It's so tough to say. Either one makes me want to throw up. But I think
I have to go blood. Yeah,
I think blood.
I have to drink.
It's just because on only the level that it's more liquidy. It's not as thick. Oh God, I'll throw up so much.
What's the
I'll
soup?
I'll throw up so much.
What's a drop of egg soup? What's that soup you get? Egg drop soup. Drop of egg.
Drop of egg.
It sounds like I work there and don't know how to speak English.
Drop of egg. Drop of egg stew.
Blood is.
My God. Okay.
I wonder what everyone else picked.
No one's listening anymore.
That's right. Should we just move on?
Sure.
Okay. Let's move on to Dumb in the Wild because this is a great story. Let's do it.
Dumb in the Wild.
Have a look at this little beauty.
One last thought.
Yeah.
Halfway through your glass of semen, you have to burp.
Oh, man.
just a cum guzzle burp.
Oh my God.
Oh, smells like, tastes like chlorine. Smells like it.
Halfway through you sneeze and then it shoots it up into your sinus cavity.
It looks like snot.
It looks like snot. Oh my God. You're blowing, your dad's semen out of your nose. Oh boy.
Just because someone asked you, would you rather?
Oh boy.
You took it way too seriously. Okay. So as we have talked about, you were in Orlando last weekend.
Yeah.
And I was actually told inside one of the groups, someone said, "Hey Joe, you have to ask Dan about the UCF lady."
Funny.
And then nothing else was said, and I said, "All right, I'll ask him." So I asked you today, and then here we are for Dumb in the Wild.
Okay, so yeah, so this is just luckily it doesn't happen that often that someone's really disruptive, like repeatedly.
Okay.
Like every once in a while in a stand-up comedy show, like somebody will yell something out. We had a few people just yell like one thing out in Orlando, but everybody else, when I was like, "What are you doing?" Calms down.
Mm-hmm.
Or they would say it quietly, and some things were very funny. Some things were like, I don't want to encourage people to do this, but every once in a while, you do get something that's actually funny. Most of the time, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, I was talking about how I don't like how this two-party political system has given a sports rivalry vibe to politics. How it feels like a lot of people on both sides, they're not in it for the platforms. They're not in it for, like, you know, what the party means to them. They just want to, like, cheer for their team and boo the other team. And it feels absolutely as mindless as sports when you go. And I talked about how that's the beauty of sports, is you get to, like, you know, that's what's great about it. Mindless tribalism. You go to the game and I cheer for this color jersey. I boo for that color. High five, drink beer, repeat. And it's a great time.
You're wearing the same colors I wear.
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you. Yay, good guys.
Teammates.
You're not from my town. Boo, hiss.
Dumb.
Dumb. High five. I mean, it's fucking great.
Slap
it's
punch.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Right? It kind of get. And so as I'm talking about this, I guess this lady just feels like, you know, this is, it's adding to what I'm talking about. She goes, UCF, you know, University of Central Florida. And so I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Mindless tribalism. You just hit the fucking nail right on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some copies.
And then start to go into the next segment. And then, like, I don't know, 10 seconds, 20 seconds later. And I think she actually might have stood up. I couldn't quite see with the dark. But, like, real loud, UCF.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey, ma'am, how about you shut the fuck up? And I'm like, what are you doing? And then, you know, I'm like, not that funny the first time, but it kind of made sense. Right. So we went with it.
I was being nice.
Yep.
Playing along.
Just annoying. Now you are just annoying. Yeah. And so I go back into what I'm talking about again, and she interrupts. You know, because stand-up is fragile. You're trying to tell these stories. Interrupts another story. UCF!
Oh.
And then I just, like, eviscerated her. And I talked to her. I'm like, ma'am, everyone fucking hates you in this room right now. All right? Everybody wants you just to shut the fuck up. You're adding to nothing. Yeah. This is not fun or funny for anyone. And then I did just, and it is true. And I think I talked about this a long time ago here. But, you know, there are trends that you just can't not notice in an environment that I'm in all the time and have been for like 20 plus years, a very specific environment. I'm watching the audience at a stand-up comedy show, and I've done it thousands of times, and you see trends develop. And when somebody drunkenly just keeps yelling the same thing and won't shut up, it is 99% of the time a woman.
Okay.
And I talked about that, and I'm like, I don't want to sound sexist, not misogynist, but it is what it is. It is almost always a woman who does this specific thing in a comedy show. And I think I know why. And I've thought about this for a long time, and I truly believe this. I think it's because out in public, women are not worried about being physically beaten by a stranger to the level men are. It doesn't, like, even though it doesn't happen that much to men, if you see a bar fight, it is almost always dudes, like a vicious one. That's sometimes women, but there's more, and I think men carry this instinctive fear from our, like, caveman days, maybe even, where it's like, you know, women have plenty of their own things to worry about, obviously. A lot of horrible behind-closed-door stuff, a lot of horrible out-in-public serial killers, rapists, that kind of thing. Dudes, I think what they worry about the most, as far as some kind of equivalent, is if I smart off to the wrong person, if I push things too far, they might punch me. You know, I'm someone who has been punched for saying smart ass shit.
It's not fun. It's not fun. No,
I got punched many times in grade school. Look, every single instance I can remember, justified. Smarting off, didn't pick up social cues, fucking got popped. And then I was like, oh, I should fucking stop saying that kind of shit.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ouchie. Hurt. Yeah. I'm going to calm down.
You go back to your notebook?
Don't keep antagonizing people when they're ready to punch you.
Again. That whole page is the same thing over and over again. You got to stop.
And I don't think many women carry that same fear. And so there's no repercussions. Like, if a dude takes things too far, I've seen this happen many times. Other crowd members will threaten, and sometimes a fight will break out. Mm-hmm. And the one guy who won't shut up and is causing a problem will get literally beaten up by other members of the audience, or by security, will drag him up and it'll get rough. Generally, there is this fear of, like, well, I don't want to be the big scary guy yelling at a woman. And so they're not confronted the same way. And I think some women, when they're of the obnoxious ilk, there's no repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, well, I don't get in any real trouble.
Right.
Okay, the comic said something mean to me, but whatever. No one's. And I pointed that out. And I'm like, even the dude with her, I'm like, he's not going to do anything because he wants to get laid. So he's not going to fucking help us. And I just said, well, we need to start having women. I can't encourage you enough to start beating the shit out of each other in public. That's the only way we stop the cycle. Keep each other in check.
Yes.
We guys will keep ourselves in check. You keep yourselves in check. And then we have nicer shows.
We just move forward from there.
And I bet the person posting this didn't know this. I don't know why they would, but Thomas Royal, who does our animations, he was at the show, and him and his friends were sitting in front of this person. And I guess, like, maybe it was a date, maybe not a long-term relationship, but the guy she was with, not happy. So embarrassed. I figured he was, a lot of times in that instance, that guy wants to beat me up. That didn't happen this time.
He was just like, cock-blocking
him. Right, I'm cock-blocking him. I'm insulting this lady. And so he is just like, oh, I guess he was so embarrassed. In the bathroom at the club after the show, Thomas said that him and his friends were in there talking about that lady, and that guy who was with her walked in. She left the
and
show.
Kicked the shit out of him.
Kicked the shit out of all. They're dead.
Smashed their head into the urinal.
They're dead
while
they
were pissing.
Thomas told me that he used his last energy to text me, "You won't believe what happened."
Right.
And then he died.
So bad news, no more animations.
Thomas, good news, dead. Pretty cool story.
Right.
No, but he said that when they're in there in the bathroom, that guy came in, heard them making, and they got like nervous. Oh, we're making fun of his lady.
What?
He immediately was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." Like he's like, "She was out of control. It's so obnoxious. I can't stand it."
Yeah.
So,
Man, that is a. And what? I know that we talked. It's been probably 20 or 30 episodes now where we talked about bouncer Brenda, who was the
right.
The help or the female version of Jerry $5.
Yeah.
Where if you Jerry can't go over there and do that, he might get in trouble. So you send Brenda over there, kick the shit out of UCF, and then we all carry on.
Oh God,
that'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
That'd be a great way to handle everything in society.
But that is an interesting personality type. The person who just like, and maybe I mean they didn't say she seemed super drunk. That is just a weird personality type to me. Where it's like, I get you yelling out the first time. You've never been to a comedy show. And then I even kind of get you yelling out the second time because you got a good reaction the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second time when you've been told, shut the fuck up, that's not how this works. And then you yell it a third time. And then she, I guess she left after I made fun of her the third time, like left upset. But I'm like, how are you so socially unintelligent that you can figure out how to get to a comedy show, but you can't figure out how to behave at a comedy show?
Mm.
Picturing
that type of person just in any social setting.
Oh my God.
Like in your
obnoxious coworker.
In your living room. God damn it. Like the first time they say it, everyone's like,
mm-hmm.
So then they say it again and again. We all know that person.
They
just don't read it. They don't know how to do it.
I can't be friends with that person's like spouse or anything. Like I've had like situations where you meet somebody they're dating.
Mm.
And you're like, nope, never inviting them over again.
Bummer, bro. Now we're not friends.
Yep. Now we're done.
Right.
And
you did this to yourself.
Yep. And that does happen. Like when I'm out somewhere, that's something I have no tolerance for. If someone is being rude to like you're at a restaurant and they're rude to the staff,
mm-hmm.
or they're just don't care at all about other patrons and just start saying loud, obnoxious, crazy shit that's embarrassing. Oh, never again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will fucking never go someplace again with that person.
Yeah. So the lesson here, either both don't like UCF.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
And the other one, don't yell it at a comedy show.
Yep, exactly.
No one cares.
But I'm glad you pointed that first one. This is clearly the fault of UCF. I immediately went on UCF's Yelp page and I gave him a 1-star review for this graduate.
This graduate.
And I was like, hey, you need to get your graduates to shut the fuck up at comedy shows.
Get them under control.
Get them under control.
You have a picture of her from the stage?
Right. I don't know which student this is, but I know she went to UCF and I want you to fucking talk to her.
She's ruining everything.
She's ruining your reputation.
She's out here ruining everything.
She's out here. Your degrees aren't worth shit now. Right?
You just let her out in the wild?
Who's going to fucking hire anyone from UCF, anyone, if this is the kind of person you're putting out in the world. 1-star.
One star. Okay, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm glad that it was, people thought it was really
people
funny.
People thought it was very funny. I will say,
I know how you yell at people,
mm-hmm.
so it's really funny to me too.
if somebody who is not a stand-up fan just listened to the podcast, I understand how this could sound. If you've never been to a club, oh my God, this is so horrible.
Vicious.
Vicious. I promise you, like everyone else in that room was like laughing hard. I didn't notice anybody who was not laughing hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I wanted to say this really, the male version of that is much more subtle typically. You will get a male heckler sometimes, but what you get when a male audience member, my least favorite male audience member I see fairly regular is the mean mugger.
Oh, right.
It's much more subtle. And I had one of those guys at another show, and I don't address it because no one else sees it. It won't bother anyone else unless I bring it up.
Okay.
But oh my God, there was another show. I think it was the Saturday first show. And there was this giant dude in the front. It looked like he was maybe with his mom. Younger guy, probably early 20s.
Like size of me kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
No, I would say he was like 6'4", 6'5", Nordic looking dude, very muscular and just kind of a stoic vibe. But he folded arms, leaning back in his chair, this express just a angry the entire show.
And I was nothing.
And I would start to like look at him while I did punchlines that everybody else liked, just to see if I could crack him. Nothing. We made direct eye contact so many fucking times, and he didn't even acknowledge. Didn't even weird him out. Nothing. He just continued, and I'm like, dude, why are you here? And he seemed angry the whole show. I didn't. Well, you know, I didn't notice him the first 10 minutes. So then, so my head, I'm like, I must have pissed him off. Something I said in the first 10 minutes. But then I thought, there's a bar right outside. Yeah. Just get up
and get the fuck. Like, out
if
here.
You hate me that much, why would you sit through 50 more minutes of me?
I don't know why, but it would be funny and less. I mean, terrifying.
Yeah.
At the end of the show.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you guys so much for coming. Everyone starts clapping. He just stands up and throws his fucking chair.
Oh my
like
God.
Not at you, but just like on the fucking stage.
Mm-hmm.
Walks out and you never see him again. I'd be scared to go anywhere in that area.
I'd wait a while to leave the facility after the yeah. after the show. I'd be so escorted. I'd be escorted to my car.
Or even shove the chair in really hard with eye mm-hmm. contact. Like, fuck, dude. What happened? God, I am sorry.
Right.
Come talk to me. Come talk to me or else I'm not going to be able to sleep because you're fucking scary.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to okay. Dumb Dumb Idiots.
Let's do it.
Let's do it right now. This was sent in by dummy Joe B.
Joe B.
Joe B. sending stuff in.
Joe B. Joe B. sending stuff.
Joe B.
Ah, Joe B. sending some shit in.
Joe B. emailing. So a woman is mortified after figuring out why she didn't hear back from 60 jobs.
60?
That she applied for. This is really good. You're going to enjoy this.
Okay. Go ahead. Are we going to feel bad for her or did no. she do something really stupid?
No, she's great and she made fun of herself.
Oh, okay.
Almost all of us have been turned down for a job at some point in our lives. And if you've been rejected for multiple at once, you'll know how frustrating and upsetting it can be. But for one woman, her inability to get called for an interview at about 60 different companies was entirely her own fault after she made a horrible mistake in her applications.
Oh, no.
So Ashley Keenan shared her hilarious blunder on her Twitter account, where she said as a teenager, she was attempting to attach her CV, which is like a resume,
okay.
To various online applications, but later realized she was accidentally uploading data from her period tracker.
Oh no, that's so embarrassing. Oh no. She thought she was sending a resume and she was sending her period tracker updates. I'm glad she has a good sense of humor about it.
Yep. So the 23-year-old accounts manager from Dublin, Ireland wrote, "I will never forget applying for jobs when I was when I was 17 for months and never hearing anything back, only to realize about 60 applications later, I was attaching my period tracker Jesus. And not my CV."
So they're like, yeah, she's crazy.
Right. Yikes. Ashley's relatable post has since gone viral and blah, 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 blah. You know, a lot of people obviously found it very funny. A tweet also caught the attention of job recruiters who were able to confirm that people send the wrong attachments all the time, as well as other people who had experienced similar blunders. One of the recruiters said, "As a recruiter, I cannot stress to the general public enough, please check your attachments. I've had everything from nudes, travel documents, and even death certificate."
The nude is funny to me. Like you're, right. like you're trying to get like...
I mean, professional, proficient in Excel.
I would love it if somebody got hired from that. Like, they have a great resume,
right.
Or you know, a great like you know email, I guess, referring to things that they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
And then for their resume, it's just like a high def shot of them like legs spread on the bed, right. And be like, "Oh yeah, yeah, let's come in and talk."
Right.
God. And then they're wondering why they're getting so many skeevy, like, you know, potential bosses who are just like so pervy and like, just like, man, just out the gate during the interview, that pervy.
Listen, you're not qualified for the job,
but
would you like to go on a date?
What? What are you doing later tonight?
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Right. They're like, what is this crazy? Like 10 times in a row?
Pervs at every place.
Oh my God, the world is just full of savages.
Yeah, just a great 4.0 GPA, valedictorian.
Right, right.
Like a master, fucking doctorate, whatever it is. And then you just have a picture like you shoving a huge dildo on your butthole. And you just attach it to the resume and send it over and see what happens.
That would be so sad where it's like if you, you know, you do get your doctorate, all these things. And then like, so it's very, it's not just random fast food franchises where there's like 10 in your town. And if you mess up, maybe 6 months later, there'll be different managers and you can start again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your dream jobs. You know, long-standing, you know, managers of these companies where it's not like you can just like, hey, I was just joking around. Doesn't matter. You've already sent the nude.
Huh.
Or not joking around, but I made a mistake. You just fucked yourself. Like you went to school for 8 years and then your three best jobs that you were hoping to get, you send a picture of you with a fucking dildo in your ass.
Even, what if it was just a formality?
Yeah.
You already had the connections.
Like, oh, no. Come on.
You're already hired. You're already hired. Hmm? Just send in your resume. We'll get it all done. It's like your dad's friend.
Oh, my God.
You're working at the firm. You're going to try to be a lawyer. And you send over a fucking nude.
Your mom puts in a word for you.
All right.
Right? It's like her fucking best friend, you know, runs this company. And then she's calling you back. What are you thinking? Why do you even have those pictures?
But it did remind me, and it's not an attachment issue. Yeah. I've done the standard, which everybody has done, mm-hmm. where you sit there and you draft out the best email of your fucking life.
Yeah.
And then you send it and you're like, fuck. And you forgot to put the attachment.
Yes.
Like everybody's done that a million times. And that's also embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because it's also fun when you get to write back, like, something's supposed to be attached.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm so sorry. But this did remind me of when I worked in radio and I would work remote sometimes from my house.
Uh-huh.
And we had this in-server share your screen. We didn't use like TeamViewer. Okay. This was a while back. Because I know that TeamViewer now, when you share your screen, it will open up like a blank desktop. Okay. Right? So you won't see like the customizable shit.
Yeah.
It just gets rid of it so that nothing fucking crazy happens. We didn't have that working inside this company.
Okay.
So I was recording my band.
Yeah.
And to shock my bandmates, because I thought it'd be super funny, I had a giant black penis that I had set as my desktop.
Right.
So when we were recording songs, I would have to I would just every now and again slide my cursor up to the corner and hide all the windows. So there's just a giant penis.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, and then just bring it back to my mixing table. And everyone have a good laugh. Yeah. And I just left it. So about a week later, I had to share my screen so that the IT guy could come in. And fix some of my problems.
Yeah.
And I just totally forgot about it. I had like two monitors. I was looking at one of my other monitor that didn't have a giant penis on it.
Right.
And so he logs in, I click it, and the first thing he does is like minimize all the windows and just a huge fucking dick. And you just heard him on the phone. He goes, and I was like, I'm like, fucking goddamn it. But I mean, and he's not a go lucky guy. He's very plain, very mm-hmm. typical IT guy. Mm-hmm. Nothing is funny, and his jokes are jokes that no one else thinks is funny.
Right.
Like that type of person.
But it sounds like he still appreciated a nice dick joke.
I mean, enough to go.
Okay.
Right. All right. Crazy kid.
Oh, crazy kid.
And the next time I saw him, it was just like a funny, awkward smile. I was like, hey, buddy. Anyway, I need help with not a giant penis on my desktop.
I love how that is just a... like the go-to for so many guys, like most guys.
I've done it on your computer too.
Right, you've done it on my computer. I've had other friends do it on my computers. I've texted people just random dicks.
Uh-huh.
Just, certain, but it's like, but, and then I remember as a kid drawing dicks and in doodling in class and like the funniest thing to doodle just was a dick.
Yeah.
But it's so funny.
And everyone can do it.
Right, everyone can do it. It's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny how universal that is. Like I wonder how many cultures that goes across.
Oh man, it has to.
Right, I wonder if kids in Malaysia and Indonesia and kids in Morocco and all these Uruguay all this fucking drawing dicks,
a tribe that has met nobody
right?
ever.
Yep,
they're drawing dicks.
Yep, they're in Papua New Guinea and they've never encountered civilization, and they're out there fucking arranging rocks on the beach into the shape of dicks.
I mean,
probably
it's just embedded.
Yep,
it's embedded in our DNA. All right, well, thanks for sending that in, Joby, sending stuff in. All right, so our next story is coming in from dummy Annalise. And this is also a good one. Woman crashes car while shaving her privates.
That is brave.
Yes, it is. And it gets crazier and crazier as the story continues.
You're going to shave your pussy while you're driving?
Yep. Are you ready?
I can't even imagine trying to multitask like that.
There are more twists than you'll ever imagine.
Okay. That's wow. Okay.
Internet punsters are celebrating Megan Barnes as Florida's public enemy. Others are chatting about her razor sharp focus.
Okay.
You get it. Mm-hmm. The 37-year-old Barnes catapulted to instant fame for an alleged multitasking mashup that earned the bottle blonde's mugshot a spot on hundreds of websites. According to the startled Florida Highway Patrol trooper, Barnes was shaving her bikini area while driving south on the famed overseas highway when she crashed into the rear of an SUV on March 2nd.
I will say this makes a little more sense to me now,
because
at first I was picturing her pantyless, and I was picturing her full shave, shaving her labia. Right? Like just because she just, I don't know.
Feet up on the dash.
Yeah, maybe on her way to a date, right? But on this one, I'm like, okay, you're getting the bikini area. You had some rogue hairs, but still do it when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in the parking lot.
Absolutely. So she explains a little bit why she didn't.
Okay.
So in the police report obtained by ABC News, the trim job was apparently essential because the arresting officer, Trooper Gary Dunnick, said the Indiana native told her she was heading to Key West to visit her boyfriend.
Pull off
she said
area.
She was meeting her boyfriend in Key West and wanted to be ready for the visit. It gets weirder. Okay. Ready? In order to pay full attention to her sensitive regions, police say Barnes enlisted her ex-husband,
what?
Charles Judy, who was riding shotgun to hold the wheel.
What?
Yep, her ex-husband.
Okay.
So their tag team driving went awry when the SUV driving in front of them slowed to turn. Barnes' 1995 Thunderbird smashed into it. Two of the SUV's passengers suffered minor injuries, police say. Barnes shouldn't have been driving that Thunderbird since she's been convicted the previous day of driving under the influence and driving with a suspended license.
The day after she gets a DUI.
You know what I'm going to do? Shave it!
The day after she gets a DUI, her ex-husband is holding the wheel while she's shaving her pussy.
Right. Here we go.
Who is this person?
According
and
to
she's 37.
Arrest report, this was the sixth time her license has been suspended.
Yeah. Why is she still able to get a license?
I don't know. Well, clearly doesn't. She doesn't care. She apparently doesn't have a fucking license. She just keeps going. So after the accident, Barnes and Judy drove off, police say. Mm-hmm. The Thunderbird limped a few hundred yards before the couple switched seats. She jumps in the back seat and he moves over.
Why is he doing that?
Citizen. It was like an old comedy bit. Who's on first?
And what a weird thing is going on here where it's like, clearly, the ex-husband still wants to get in.
Right.
He's willing to take a fleeing the scene of an accident charge for the woman who was on her way to fuck another dude.
Wieners have magical powers.
God.
You know that.
Vaginas.
Oh, well, wieners too. Wieners too. I mean, you get it. The attempt to claim that Judy, not Barnes, was driving was also doomed. Judy had visible burns on his chest. He claimed came from the exploding airbag, but only the passenger side airbag deployed, according to police report. So Dunnick charged Barnes with driving with a revoked license, reckless driving, leaving the scene of an accident with injuries, and driving with no insurance. Judy was not charged. According to the arrest affidavit, the trooper asked her afterwards why she didn't hit the brakes when she saw the SUV. She answered bluntly, "I told you I was shaving."
Hello?
Duh.
I'm shaving.
How am I going to do that?
I'm shaving my pussy. Hello?
Stupid question, dumb. If I wasn't there, I
wouldn't. UCF.
Right, UCF. If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed it, Dunnick told the Citizen. That's pretty much the whole fucking thing.
Jesus.
Can you, I mean.
She was going to her, she was going to get a copy of her diploma from UCF.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here?
She's on her way to get the birth certificate, which was at her ex-husband had the birth certificate. Let's see, went to go pick that up from him. He was like, hey, I need a ride to the DMV. Okay, get in. Is it a problem I have to shave my pussy while we go? No, it's not a problem. I've seen you do it before, blah, blah.
Jesus.
You know how it goes. Just another day in fucking Florida.
Some people's lives, it amazes me, like, what a train wreck they're living. Like, I don't know who I'm more sad for in this story, her or the ex-husband. I think the ex-husband.
Yeah?
Like, she's that much of a train wreck, but he's willing, like, it just sounds like that weird, what is it, cuckold.
Oh,
like, you're being cuckolded, you know, where it's like, how sad is it life for this guy possibly? I mean, I'm projecting, filling a lot of blanks that might not be correctly filled.
But could be.
So here we go. So like, yeah, he knows that she is on her way to fuck someone, not him. And why he's even in the car is weird.
Yeah.
And then not only is she going to fuck him, she's like, oh, I gotta get my pussy ready for this guy. I want my pussy to look so good when his dick is in my pussy.
You want my pussy to feel good for him,
right?
Don't you, babe?
I guess so. Yeah.
And then, of course I do.
Will you hold the wheel while I shave my pussy so this guy can fuck it who's not you?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do anything for you.
So sad. Like, I picture him having tears in his eyes while he's like, yeah, no, I want you to be happy.
And you're steering.
Wreck, and then she's like, I can't get another accident. I just had DUI. He's like, no, I'll take the blame for you.
Right, scoot over, get in the back.
Scoot over, and then, you know, they'll rest me, and then you can go you can go get that guy's dick in your pussy.
And maybe when this is all over, I could fuck you.
Right. That's what? We're done.
Okay, sorry. I'm just trying my best.
I just picture him.
I love you.
Talking to family and friends and be like, she's going through some rough stuff right now, but I think she's going to take me back.
You guys still together?
No, but we will be.
We could. I mean, I helped her shave her pussy the other day.
I mean, that was a step. I mean, she wasn't even talking to me for a while, but the other day she let me hold a wheel while she shaved her pussy so she could fuck some other guy. So I feel like I'm making progress.
I'm working my way back in, baby.
And his friends are like, wake up! You're pathetic.
Judy, Jesus!
Oh.
But this did remind me, it has nothing to do with about shaving while you're driving.
Okay.
But this did remind me of a time that my buddy tried to lie to the cops when there was no way out. So like these two doing the old switch, which I did have another friend that actually pulled off the switch, got pulled over and fucking got out and said the driver ran and didn't get a fucking DUI.
That's amazing.
Got a minor, but did not get, but that's not as fun as the next story. So I had completely forgot about this until I went back home recently. Yeah. I was hanging out with one of my friends, who I'm going to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Because he's not proud of it. Sure. When he brought it back up, he definitely didn't like that I lost my shit because I had completely forgot how fucking ridiculous this was.
Yeah.
And I started laughing really hard. And he, I guess he didn't think it was as funny as I did.
Okay.
So I don't, I think he was a ways out of town and he was partying too much and he should not have been driving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this is another case of his wiener leading the way.
Okay.
So I think he went a little ways out this road and then had to get back in, you know, go try to get a hand job or something.
Sure.
Because we were pretty young, and then come back in.
Okay.
So on the way back in, he's too drunk and he goes off the road.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he just slams into the ditch. Right? There's no other fucking way that this could have been happening. So he slammed into it. And he told me he knew he was fucked. So he literally went to sleep. He just stayed in his car and then went to sleep.
Yeah.
So he woke up to like the cops knocking on the window. And then he rolls it down. Like, are you okay? And he goes,
yeah, I'm fine.
He goes, I'm just taking a nap. And his car is fucking mashed into a ditch where the wheels are all fucking bent.
Oh my God.
He's fucking like wedged in there. And like,
I meant to do this.
Right? I was too tired, so I pulled over to take a nap.
I'm right where I want to be.
He's just fucking. And the cops are like, okay. And he's fucking around.
Yeah.
But I'm getting them back in the fucking cop car.
For sure,
dude.
Buddy.
Right. Just imagine somebody like, God damn, I'm a little tired. Just, right.
Like, you just get so nap tired. Time. You get so tired so quick. I just got tired so fast I didn't have time to break.
Just.
Oh, my God. That's very funny.
Going to the parking lot. Like, I'm a little too tired. Just gun it. Like, through a parking space. I'm just taking a nap.
I'm tired.
God, get off my case. I would have loved to be that cop.
I bet. Like,
I mean, he's completely fine. Mm-hmm. He wasn't hurt at all. But just to be like, what the fuck? Like, you're just driving around and then you see a car. Slammed in a ditch, and you're like, what the fuck? And you go over, and the guy's like, oh, I was just taking a nap. And the wheels are broken off the car.
I was asking a cop in the audience at the same show, the UCF woman was there. Actually, he was the one who said the funny thing. At the end of the show, he brought I can't remember the exact point, what I was talking about, but when things quieted down, he just quietly said, UCF. And it was like the perfect timing.
Yeah.
Like, I started laughing. The hardest I laughed that show.
Uh-huh.
But I was talking to that guy about... you know, he seemed like a really cool, easygoing dude, and how there's those guys out there. And I was asking him, I'm like, do people lie to you all the time? Because I was wondering, when I get pulled over, I'm very, very honest. And and I get a lot of warnings, not tickets. And I wondered if it was because I don't try to lie to the cops. I mean, the right situation, I absolutely would. If it was in my self-interest.
Sure.
You know, absolutely would. I would try. but on like a traffic ticket level, I'm just like, okay, if I can afford the ticket, whatever. I'm not going to like, I just feel weird. I'd rather... But I think sometimes, like recently, I was heading up to Schweitzer. Maybe I talked about this, but I got pulled over going really fast. Maybe I already talked about this in the show. Got pulled over going really fast.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, okay.
He's like, I get it. How fast are you going?
I have no idea. Yep.
It's completely spaced out.
He did say that a lot of people will act like it's the same thing with like DUIs. It's the standard answer is like, you know, how much you've been drinking? Mm-hmm. I don't know, one or two, when you've clearly had like 11. And then with the speeding version, it's like, how fast do you think you're going? He said that like a lot of people will guess if it's a 35 mile per hour zone, like, I don't know, 37. 38, even if they were going 50.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, 100?
100? That would be hilarious. I don't know, probably 100. I was trying to go to... I was trying to get up to 100. I don't know if I got there before you pulled me over.
Like, I have no idea. My speedometer stops at 120. And he's like, hey, fist bump.
This guy's awesome.
This guy's sick.
How fast do you think you're going? I don't know, I floored it.
Right.
How fast is that?
How fast does this car go?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Right.
My speedometer's broken. I know I had the pedal on the fucking floor. I was hoping for 120, 130.
And the last thing I saw was one of those little, like, you know, the manual readers on the side of the road. He goes, that was like 10 miles ago. And I hit that thing going fucking 90.
And I hit something else. I was going so fast, I don't know if it was a squirrel or a kid. So you don't want to check about 2 miles back. Something's on the road and it's dead. I just don't know what it is.
You probably get some clues out the front of my car. It's like, oh, you're fucking hilarious.
Is that fur or human hair?
I don't know.
You tell me.
Honky, honky.
I'm drunk. I'm so fucked up. I don't know what's going on.
Like fucking playing the horn, like beep, 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 beep.
Fucking squirrel him in the nuts. I don't know. I'm so fucked up.
Open the door, fucking door him. Just
you do that weird douchebag prank stuff. Like, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, your fly's open. He's like, what?
Bing.
Like flicking, flip him in the nose.
This is
killing it.
This just brought me back to the last episode when he's like, he's like, can you get out of the car? Sure. Yes, sir. He fucking get out there, start tickling his fucking balls, and slap.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shove him into the road.
Slap him sideways and then just kick his ass and just send him sprawling. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I got to get this baby back up to fucking top speed.
Beep, beep. okay, well, we're going to move on here. The dumbest thing I was able to find this week. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Then Logan, roll it! It's the apocalypse. Sent in by Dummy Chris. I cannot imagine what the fuck this guy was thinking.
Yeah.
So a New Jersey man robs the same store 3 times in 6 days and caught on the 4th attempt. Fucking what?
What?
A man who is accused of robbing the same Jersey City deli 3 times in 6 days this month is facing a number of charges after authorities said he was arrested during the 4th robbery attempt last week.
God, he really wants that Jersey deli's money.
Right. The suspect made away, get this, $10 worth of cigars
okay.
during the first robbery.
Okay.
He got $20 in cash from the second robbery.
Okay, more.
And then $180 on his third attack.
Well, I mean, that is exponentially increasing.
I see why he kept going mm-hmm. back. He's mm-hmm. like, this is getting better and better for me.
Yeah, he's like, this, I mean, I go back the fourth time, I might get $300. $400? God knows how much money I could get.
This is a crazy ATM.
Yeah, yeah.
During the first two robberies, 77-year-old owner of the store, Augie Lopez, was allegedly assaulted when the suspect pushed him, causing Lopez to fall and suffer deep bruises. The third time the assailant attacked, it was Lopez's wife, Nilda Maldonado, who was allegedly assaulted when the robber violently shoved her as he forced his way behind the counter to get to the empty the cash register.
He's not a stealthy robber. He's literally just walking up to the owner and pushing him aside and grabbing something and leaving. kick get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back.
Right. You know I'll be back. I'm going to tell you right now, Lopez, I'll be back in 3 fucking days. What are you going to do about it? Fucking shoving him?
Just next time he comes back, he's like, you again. No, I'm not going to rob you today. And then like gets him to get his guard down a little bit. Like, actually, you know what? I want to buy that thing right over there. And he like, looks and then just fucking slaps him in the back of the head. Like, get the fuck out. Of course I'm stealing this shit.
Get out, idiot.
Wedges him.
Right.
Grabs his underwear when he turns around. Rips it.
Shoves him into the magazine rack. And then takes $10.
Takes extra time, like on his 5th attempt, to actually drag him to the bathroom and give him a swirly in the toilet.
Right. And make a sandwich.
Then leaves.
He makes him make, he's like, I'm a changed man. He makes the sandwich and everything. Yeah, yeah. And he hands it to him. He just fucking slaps the sandwich out of his hand and shoves him. Like, of course I'm fucking taking shit. Get out of here.
I'll fucking get my sandwiches.
Funyuns, Pepsi, fucking out the door. Well, that's pretty much it. He got in trouble. There was a cop that was there checking in to make sure they weren't going to get robbed again. And then Press Lopez's son, who's also a police officer, was there and they fucking tackled him and arrested him.
Yeah.
That's it. But can you imagine going back 4 times?
Wow.
Like you pointed out, I see. The trend was going up.
Yeah.
Fucking cigars, $20, $180. That'd be hard not to go back to see, like, what am I going to get?
Right.
And this time you got fucking arrested.
Maybe get $1 million the sixth time. Who knows?
You gambled one too many times there, buddy. Okay. Well, let's move on.
How about One Star Heroes?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
We can.
After some commercials?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Perfect. We did it. And some people have pointed out,
yeah.
If you get a break and you don't hear the commercials, That just means that we're doing a good job and we hit our quota.
Yep.
So they're not playing anymore. Exactly. So thank you for listening.
So thank you.
All right, one star heroes.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
Yarp.
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 Today we're going to do the Orlando International Airport.
Okay.
And I had this thought. I mean, I messed up a little bit. I was not paying attention when I was flying back from Orlando. It is a crazy airport. It's like a mall. There's a huge hotel in there. It's very much like the rest of Orlando, which is just a sea. I was describing Orlando as just Vegas for kids. It just replaced casinos with water slides.
Right.
You know? And there's just, and convention centers. So many convention centers. The airport feels like a convention center. Lots of shopping, lots of stores. So it is a little bit of a maze. There's a lot of different like parts, trams going to different sections and gates and stuff. You have to pay attention. But then I was thinking like, I wonder if anybody rates the airport. And first review I found, I'm like, I have to do this. These are great. Because like when people are, first off, you're wasting your time if you're leaving a Yelp review. I can't even believe it's on Yelp.
It shouldn't even be an option.
No, I guarantee you nobody who works at the Orlando airport is combing through the Yelp reviews and caring about what you're saying. It will change nothing. Call them maybe, fucking call your, I don't know, write a letter to your senator. Congressman, be like, hey, this is ridiculous what's happening in our airport. Talk to the airlines. There's different channels you can go through. No one fucking cares about Yelp with an airport. Because like, as you pointed out before the show, it's not like there's another airport across the street. So you're like, well, fuck this airport. I'm just going to use the other Orlando airport.
Right. No, you're fucked.
No, you're fucked.
That's the only option.
Yeah.
Get in the plane, sit down.
No, talk to your airline, the airline you use, whatever like that, because it's in their business interest for their airport not to be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I mean, you got to go into it knowing that you're probably not going to move the needle much.
You know? They have purposely set the bar so low on air travel so that they can get away with not caring about what you think.
And I have a great time. I fly so much. I've flown for many years. Usually on Delta, it's great. Honestly, just if you don't travel a lot, get there really early and know that, yeah, they're probably not really going to care about you. Just accept it. If you travel a lot, you can build up. I'm like a million miler with Delta and stuff. I've flown with them so much that I have like a little special number I can call because I've spent so much fucking money with them over the years. So they are nicer to me.
It's like going to a strip club a bunch and you have a bunch of money. They're going to care more about you.
It's like Cheers. It's like Delta's like my Cheers. They're like, it's fucking Norm.
Right. Let's get in there.
Yeah. We're gonna give him beer first. Of course we are.
Of course we are. He'll be back again and again and again.
Yeah. But even on that, I mean, I run into like dickhead crew members, you know, every couple different weekends, but I just like, okay, it's that guy or it's that lady. I'm just going to like not let it bother me, whatever, for the most part. But what's funny is when people leave reviews at the airport, it's like usually at their lowest point. I'm surprised more by the 5 stars than the 1 stars. Like, why? You know what? That was a great experience I had traveling today. Let me find the airport on Yelp and let them know that I care.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, so that's what.
I got home. 5 stars.
Great job. Plane didn't crash. Great job, guys.
5 stars.
It has almost 3,000 reviews. 2,778. You know, 3 out of 5 stars. I can't believe that many people are doing that.
I mean, a lot of downtime.
I guess, yeah. A lot of downtime.
So maybe they're just bored, like, fucking looking up Yelp reviews or the... I don't know. Is there something that location-based, if you're a Yelper, where you pop up and like you get into a place, it's like, hey, review the place you're at on Yelp.
Maybe. I mean, maybe if your push notifications on.
Sure. You're like, yeah, sure. Fucking.
And if you get fucked over and you have 4 hours to kill, 6 hours, 12 hours, and you're just like, you're in an emotional moment. That's when a lot of these are left, clearly.
Can't find a fucking charger. No charging point or port by my entire gate.
The wording is so funny. So let's start with this first one. Lindsay G.
All right.
Furious.
Oh, boy.
Worcester, Massachusetts. And this is recent. This is just February 3rd of this month. Hands down, rudest staff ever. Give them 0 stars. Went to ask a staff where a terminal was, and he, all caps, yelled at us. I doubt it, but maybe. Saying how dare we interrupt our conversation. After we said, excuse me? After I said, I'm not dealing with this, he mocked me and proceeded to follow us. I don't know if he has a small wiener, if hates his life, but I hate him and I hope he passes. I love that she just went to wishing death on this random airport, like, which I get as an angry person who gets angry.
Yeah.
But I just love like this, the level of rage this was left with. Like she had an interaction with some random, who the fuck knows, he's part of the custodial staff. He's just like, you know, going to like, cause that happens.
Mm-hmm.
People see anyone in a uniform and they're like, well, you work here. And it's like, well, yeah, that guy works in the fucking maintenance, making sure the air conditioning works. He doesn't know if there's a Starbucks near fucking gate 27. Right. And he doesn't give a fuck. It's not a And I bet there's a good chance that happened.
Uh-huh.
And but I just love the anger of, like, yelled at us.
I love the...
And then she's like, oh, no, I got to find Yelp immediately. Small dick motherfucker needs to die.
That. I love the idea of people, the smaller your dick, the meaner, like, the more angry you are.
Right.
Just across the board. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that the world works.
Yep.
And if someone gets really, really mad, tiny, tiny, tiny wiener.
Yeah, tiny wiener.
Which would be, I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
That is funny, the stereotypes just around the tiny wieners.
The chillest people, huge dick.
Right.
Sure.
Sure. Big dick energy. Right. I just love the small dick energy is you drive a gigantic lifted truck and you hate everyone. Like all your whole life is dictated by your little wiener.
And this situation with Lindsay. Yeah. Where she's like, hey, excuse me real quick. Yeah. Did our terminal, our gate change?
Uh-huh.
Hey! The grown-ups are talking.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's how she's painting this picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, and we're talking. She goes, oh, well, excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Right. And then like, they follow her.
Right. Excuse me. I'm lost in the airport.
I don't know where I am.
I'm stupid. Hey, where's my gate? Gate C.
I've never seen something like that happen in all my travels.
Kind of like walking like a penguin behind them.
Right. I don't know where my gate is.
I'm a stupid person from Worcester.
Next one, Snow Goddess K. 1 star from January.
Yeah.
I travel infrequently once or twice a year, both domestic and international. The recent experience at this airport is the worst of my memory. Hmm. The signage is terrible, either absent, inadequate, or confusing. Lines at TSA ridiculously long. I understand there are challenges right now, but I traveled through several airports on my recent trip and nothing compares to the mess I faced at MCO. I arrived 2 hours early and just made it to my flight. On my arrival at MCO, I waited over an hour for a checked bag. Something I never do, but it's Christmas. No one cares. Not a high traffic time. I finally got my bag after 2 a.m. The worst part was the surly attitude of the workers. Not one smile, not one hello, or any other pleasant greeting. My happy holiday greeting was met with a sullen stare again and again. It's as though working at this airport has sucked all the humanity and joy from its employees.
Yeah.
I get it. This environment is very disappointing for travelers and toxic for people who have the misfortune to be here. I'm sure it's worse for people who have to show up there for work. I couldn't wait to get out of there. Never again. I just picture this.
Never again, unless my flight takes me through there.
Yep, exactly. I picked it from. I picked it because of never again. Bullshit. Right? If you want to go to Orlando,
yeah.
Or if you live in Orlando, you'll be there again.
Absolutely.
And I just love the picture she's painting of like this joyful, even though her luggage has been delayed, and even though she's annoyed, she's just walking through. Happy holidays, everybody! Happy holidays!
She's here.
She's. but then everyone else is reacting like, ooh, bah, humbug. Shut up. I'm just trying to be joyous.
I picture the same happy person standing next to her. She's pissed off. They lost her fucking bag.
Yeah.
And they have the same person next to her being like, hello. Hi. Hi.
Right.
And then like 30 seconds go by. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Hello.
Hello.
So 1 star. Person is too happy.
There's another review of someone like this fucking maniac who just wouldn't stop saying happy holiday next to me in line.
Happy holidays.
I can't stand all the crazy people at MCO.
Hello.
I like this username. It's a me, B. From Las Vegas. From January. Absolutely the worst airport ever.
Okay.
No staff to bring airplanes in the gate. No staff to take luggage off planes. No organization to get luggage to correct carousel staff. Could care less. Not helpful at all. Very non-caring. Got here 5 hours before car rental opens with most uncomfortable chairs on planet. Literally bolted to floor. So you can't even move them for a little relief. Horrible. Why the fuck would you get there 5 hours before the car rental place opens?
You made a mistake.
You made a huge mistake. It's near. Go to a fucking Denny's. So you fucking idiot. This person is crazy or stupid or both.
Yeah. Imagining the
airport. Why are you? You did that to yourself.
I don't know. But imagining an airport that actually didn't have any staff getting your shit off the planes.
I know. It's pretty funny to me, too. It's so exaggerated. Like, you walk in and it's just like there's literally sagebrush fucking rolling down like it's been
Vines
it's a ghost town. Vines are growing. There's just, you know, like, there's fucking coyotes just wandering around in the terminals.
Dragging other people's luggage, like, down the tarmac. What the fuck is going on around here? You get off the plane, all they do is open the fucking thing and just like, they just leave it.
Yep.
And it's like, fuck, everyone, you look around, there's all these people like wandering on the tarmac. They don't know where to go.
You see
rolling their luggage.
A wolf takes somebody down on a moving sidewalk and just fucking drag them off into like a gate and just start gnawing on them.
That's Orlando Airport for you.
That's MCO.
That's what we do here.
It's fucking wasteland here. But like, yeah, I just love that they paint this absurd picture That is so, but it's the one, it kills me, I got here 5 hours.
Too early.
Before, you got there in the middle of the night then.
Yeah.
And also what's weird about this is the car rental place, my understanding at MCO is 24 hours. Mm. So I don't even know what happened here. Because I got in at 1:30 in the morning.
And they were there?
And they were there. And it looked like they were going to be there for a while. So I don't know what is going on with this person. I don't even know if, it feels like they weren't even at the airport. Like, they showed up at a fucking random Hertz rent-a-car in, like, Tallahassee and thought they were at the Orlando airport because they were so fucked up from their trip. And I waited 5 hours. What's crazy about the Orlando airport
is I live in Arizona.
It's down by Miami. Right. For one thing, I don't know how the hell they put it there, and it's not even a building. You're just out in the swamp. Some guy named Rick drops you off and says, welcome to MCO.
You want an alligator tour?
You want an alligator tour, and then you're lost for 2 weeks, and you're starving. It's like, what's happening here? Genesee, 1 star. Terrible, only one person doing TSA checks. Yes, this place sucks. And I included it for this. Obviously, thanks to Biden's America.
Whoops.
Probably would be faster to walk to your destination. So bad I want to give it a 0, but I can't, so I give it a 1. Here's the thing. This is not about Biden. I would think this was just as stupid if they said Trump's America or anybody else. How the fuck do you think any president has anything to do with how you're treated at any random airport?
Right.
Like, absolutely. Like some new president's going to come along, and all of a sudden, everybody at the airport is, hello, ma'am, welcome to our airport. We're so excited by the new president that we just rolled out the red carpet. All the food's great. Everything is fast because we're so excited for the new president. Like, there's fucking fireworks going. There's like people are putting on their shoulders,
tipping their hat.
For cheesy jolly good fellow, we're cheesy jolly good fellow in our new America. Jenna gets everything she wants.
TSA agents all moonwalking, like right. Back behind the X-ray machine.
Right. Like, fucking celebrities are doing cameos, just talking about how great it is in this new America. Uh-huh. It's like, I'm just gonna say that Jenna's an idiot. Just doesn't know how the world works.
She just wanted to throw that in there.
Yep.
Because she's been doing it on every other platform. And,
oh, my God.
And she's got some great response. Like, yeah, of course it is. Fuck Biden.
Oh, right.
And so she's
terrible.
She throws it out here, thinking it's going to fit, get the same reaction.
Doctor said I had cancer today. Thanks, Biden. Like, what? just all.
Showed up at the airport 5 hours early.
Thanks, Biden.
Thanks, Biden.
Got lost on the way to the mall today. Biden's America. And he changes the roads on us. And again, if you're fucking super sensitive, like a lot of people are listening about politics, which is another thing that I just do not understand.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all. No, but it is like, yeah, if any, it doesn't even matter. Just interchange the name of the politician of your choice, and it's just as stupid.
And again, if you, I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Showing up 5 hours early would be something that Biden would do, though. Like, just given.
Well, you know, he's got a rest. He's old.
He's old. He might show up a little bit early.
Right, he gets there early. Uh-huh. And just make sure he says, yeah. It's going to take him a while to walk to his gate.
He's got a little snooze in.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Joe here. Excited to be here.
Come on. Lighten up, everybody.
Right. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
All right. Ashman K, 1 star. This person. They really paint a picture here that I can't see this happening the way they described it.
All right.
My mother was berated by United Airlines employee Jesus Serrano Sierra. I love the middle name. When she put the luggage tag on incorrectly, quote unquote, Jesus screamed at my mom and berated her for putting it on wrong, acting as though she added an inconvenience to his job. He was talking to her as though she was stupid. You fucking idiot lady. However, he then proceeded to throw, all caps, our luggage onto the conveyor belt. If she did it wrong, then how can you still put it on? I told him that it isn't right to talk to customers like that. First class customers, mind you. Yet he began his condescending speech again, saying how he knows how to do his job and we don't. Such a loser. He felt comfortable yelling at us because we are two women traveling together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He did not treat the man in front of us like this. Well, he probably had his fucking tag on right. Asked for a photo of his badge, and he proudly shows it to us, saying we can talk to his manager, who clearly did not care about the issue. We watched the manager talk to Jesus after, and there was nothing done. Absolutely disgusting how, after spending so much money on plane tickets, this is the first class treatment we get. Literally hate this airport. You don't need to add literally. We know. That's fucking, there's no other usage for hate.
That's the way you're using it, yeah.
That's hate is always just, yeah, you hate it. Yeah. And then in the picture, fat loser that think it okay to yell at women. And then a picture of Jesus Serrano Sierra.
Bags.
Bags. I just love this fucking picture she paints. Where Jesus is like she puts the yeah. just happens to get it on a little bit incorrectly, and he's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Yep, slap. Uh huh. And then I like the image of just like throwing the luggage drop in front of everyone, drop kicking it. Yeah. What are you gonna do, bitch? I fucking hate women.
And you can't put a tag on correctly. You're gonna punch me.
Fucking high fives every dude in land. Yeah. Fuck women, right?
Everybody in the bags department. Right. Yeah, bags.
Bags.
Bags on three. One, two, three. Bags.
Bagged men. Bagged men. Bagged men.
And they pointed her bags. Hag. Bags. Hag.
Burn the witch. Burn the witch. Just like, what is happening? Next one, quick one. Carly L., Centralia, Washington. So mm-hmm. a local, kind of. She says, this airport is not allowed to sell gum. That's why I picked this. A necessity for flying and popping ears at altitude. Also, it is so crowded here. Make sure you budget for extra time. Why would you want to start an airport for being crowded? That's just mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah, they're fucking crowded. A lot of them are. And I promise you they sell gum. I don't know what the fuck Carly was doing to not be able to find gum. Every single little store in an airport that I've ever been to always has a lot of gum.
Yeah.
That was weird for Carly to not be able to find gum and quickly go to like, well, they're not allowed to sell it, which is crazy because I got to pop my ears.
You know what Carly maybe should have bought before she went?
What?
Gum.
Probably gum.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring gum to the airport.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do that next time. Save some money.
Maybe have it in your purse or your backpack.
Right. If it's that important to your flight, maybe don't rely on some outside source to sell it to you. Just bring it.
And this is a quick one of just like people don't understand the supply chain problems we're having. It's not the airport's fault. Alyssa K., Vienna, Virginia. One star. What a mess. Everything is crowded. Lines for every outlet are long. Most good outlets closed. Every last one is out of something. No burgers. No fries. No chicken sandwiches. Lines are 15 to 20 deep. Horrible. Oh, it's busy? How dare they inconvenience you with commerce? How dare they not have things you know they want to have because that's how they make money?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck have you been, Alyssa? Like in the last like couple years?
Purposely, they're like, nah, we're making too much money. We don't want hamburgers anymore.
Fuck these people's desire for food. We hate making money.
Right.
That's an absurd complaint when people do that.
It is.
How dare they be out of it? I promise you, they don't want to be out of it.
Yeah, and they also don't want to kick you out of anywhere either.
Right.
That's something else. Like, they must not want nothing fucking with they love. They do. You're just a piece of shit. They don't want you in there anymore.
They want pieces of, they don't want pieces of shit's business.
Right.
But they want decent people's business.
They want someone else come in there. Right? Not you.
And then this last one, something happened here that I don't understand, but I'm going to bring up his profile. So this is the last one, but it's two parts. Because he just had a bad day. Jorge had a bad day at the airport.
All right. Do we need sad music? Is it enough for
sad?
Yes.
Okay. We do need some sad music. Look, I love the city of Orlando because of Disney World and Universal Studios. And is this airport is the reason I can get to those theme parks. But the second I leave to head back home, there was a security guard. He was a white male with brown hair and somewhat tall. And he said some of the dumbest things to ever come out of a TSA guard ever. He said, quote, at this age, you can get kicked out of the house, end quote. Like, sir, you have no right to say that to a person at that age. It's very offensive and disrespectful. Whoever is in charge of the TSA and the airport, please have him kicked out and fired for not doing his job. I don't care. He needs to be removed and replaced with someone who can be quiet and do their job correctly.
I love that he called him a TSA guard. Like, I don't know why that was funny to me. like there's the TSA.
Yeah.
And then there's a TSA guard who stands in front of him and just protects him. Fully armored.
Yeah. I love that he wanted him kicked out and fired.
Right.
Like, just a weird, like, he emphasized kicked out. Don't just fire him.
No,
kick him out.
Right.
And fire. And okay, so I'm, okay, he's young. So I'm like, who is this guy? I click over on Jorge's profile. Younger dude. Looks very young.
This should just go on in the background.
I feel like he looks like he's around 16.
Okay.
He's left two reviews on Yelp ever, and they were both on this same day. Right? The other one was American Airlines.
Oh, boy.
He went nuts. He went to the airport one time to go to Disney World Universal.
Maybe it's the only time he's ever been on an airplane.
Probably the only time he's ever been in an airport. And he had to start. He opened a Yelp account to leave that last review and this next one for American Airlines. All same day, 2/16/2021. How dare did they make us come back to cold and snowy Texas? Fuck this airline for getting us trapped here. This is a bad airline. They should have canceled in the first place. Never again. That's his two reviews. But the first one, when he said, I just picture this kid being so fucking sensitive.
Yeah.
And they're like, at this age, you can get kicked out of the house. Like some kind of joke.
Right.
And I bet it was to his parents. So he went to some place with his parents. Mm-hmm. He was probably being a fucking little douche in line, said something smart. He seems like a douche. Even his fucking picture. I'm like, oh, you're just a fucking tool. Oh, I have to log into Yelp to zoom in on it.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Gotcha.
But I'm like, okay, you're just you don't know how the fucking world works.
Yeah.
You're fucking super soft, probably spoiled, as what I'm the picture I'm painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then, you know, you do something, and the guy's like, oh man, you gotta calm down, boy. You're old enough to get kicked out of the house. And he's like, oops, fucking immediately when he gets through, I gotta open up a Yelp account. I gotta get this guy kicked out and fired.
It's gonna be a rough life for Jorge.
You don't talk to someone like that, sir, of this age.
Right. Just be quiet and do your job.
Be quiet.
Do your job.
I'm guessing, Jorge, you've literally never had a job. One of these days, mommy and daddy are gonna kick you out of the house. Like he said.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna find out that
it's gonna haunt him.
There's a lot more TSA. There's a lot more people out there like this TSA agent.
When Jorge gets kicked out of the house, he's going to fucking try to find this TSA guard.
He's going
to
wake up in a cold sweat when he's just out there struggling and
just be quiet.
The world just won't bend to his fucking fragile, soft will.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be like, wake up in a cold sweat. Hey, wait, you just be quiet and get fired. Or he'll just wake up to hearing that guy be like, you're going to get out of the house for saying, you know, stuff like that or whatever it was.
Like he's just loosen it, taking a bath.
Oh.
Trying to wind down. You get kicked out.
This age, you can do the house for that.
Stop it!
All right. There you go.
That was pretty fun.
Okay, good.
And then I have some more fun news for Sliver of Hope.
I like fun news.
And then when Logan pushes it, we're going to fucking do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sliver of Hope.
And I just, this was sent in by Dummy Ryan. And I picked it because I just love the idea of friends continually fucking with each other.
Okay.
And just doing it in big, big ways. Yeah. I don't know why funny to me.
Sure.
It's how I like to live my life.
Sure.
But if you've been to Brainerd lately in Minnesota, you may have spotted a doozy of a billboard along Highway 371. And it reads, "This is Troy. Troy sucks at fishing."
Oh my God. I love that they did that. This is Troy. He sucks at fishing. And just big ass picture of him on a billboard.
Yep. So beautiful. It even gives us a small email if you want to send him a little smack talk. He's being a good sport. He got his picture taken with it and all that kind of stuff. But turns out the trashing is a longstanding tradition with his fishing friends. He's been less than successful in previous trips, said David V. Apparently, Troy has a history of being a bit unlucky, so they put up this billboard to roast him a little bit.
That's so fun.
I know. This is Troy. He sucks at fishing.
And I love that it digitally turns into, like, you can send an email to. And it sounds like they started an email just for this joke, which I'm sure they share with him.
Right.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just good news. That's good that stuff is. Like that. People, yep. You know,
have fun with your friends.
Lighten it up.
Yeah, lighten it up.
Lighten it up. Have some friends. Roast your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go too hard if they're sad, like Jorge. Jorge would be like,
Jorge. Don't put a billboard up of Jorge.
No.
Jorge will throw himself off a cliff.
It's a picture of that TSA guard. And he goes, "You're about at that age. You're kicked out of the house." Find out where Jorge lives and just buy out all the billboards around his house.
Somehow that guy got a picture of that moment. And it's just like a picture of him talking to Jorge in line at TSA.
Right.
And then that quote and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. Oh, my God. That's very funny to me.
All right. Well, I found something comfortable and fun on the internet. And we're going to look at it right now.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple to you from internet.
And maybe your butt doesn't have enough padding to sit down comfortably. Maybe like a bony ass butt.
God, yeah.
This was sent in by Dummy Rainey, and it's a junk in the trunk beanbag onesie. So this is, I'm not going to read any of the article. I'll show you some of the pictures here, but it is exactly what you think it is. They have a onesie that you basically just has a beanbag chair sewn to your ass, so you can go and sit down wherever you want to and be very comfortable around your home or waiting in line. This guy looks like he's sitting down waiting for an iPhone release and just sits down, gets on his phone, and make everyone around you jealous. Do you look a little funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not standing up and your butt's not sore. I like to wear this to my kids' sporting events.
Oh my God, they would be so humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially, just go to a basketball game, I just walk in like the back of the beanbag bear waft like swigging around my butt cheeks.
This is
Hey, Pepper! Dad's here!
It reminds me of the Teletubbies.
Right.
Like when you wear this outfit, you look kind of like a Teletubby. And then you just have this huge cushioned butt area. I mean, it's a beanbag.
It's a beanbag chair.
Beanbag that's sewn in to the butt area of a giant onesie for an adult.
Absolutely.
And it's like a, you know, color that reminds me of like the kind of colors that toddler clothes are in. I mean, it's not subtle.
No.
And so you are wearing this. You have to have the right kind of person has to wear this, not as a joke. Like if you wore it quickly as a joke and took it off, fine. Even that kind of person have to be kind of ballsy.
Pajama day at school.
Pajama day at school.
Like,
yeah.
This would have been awesome.
Yeah,
you'd have been the king of school for the day.
You would
walking around with a beanbag butt.
People talk about that for years. People talk about it at class reunions.
No, enjoy wearing the beanbag butt and reading
very
books.
Funny.
Oh man, what a guy.
You know, at least one person orders this and they're totally serious about it. They got it for practical reasons.
Yeah,
just that weirdo. They're just like, yeah, but it's, you know, it's, I don't have to worry about carrying a chair. I can have my book. I can have my
butt's not big enough.
I can hold my drink. Uh-huh. And then, you know, I can sit down wherever I want. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
I have to move a chair over here to sit down. I can sit down.
Yeah, but you look like a huge dickhead. Oh, I don't think so. I think it's practical. I think someday everyone's going to be dressing like this.
Right. And then the only next step be a onesie beanbag chair with cargo shorts. Like, then you have like a bunch of cargo. Yeah, yeah. They're practical.
Mm-hmm. They're practical.
I got to carry all my tools here. I got pliers. I got a spatula.
I pictured trying to get that shit off in the bathroom.
Oh.
Going to a public restroom stall.
Oh, what if it had a hole just all the way through?
Oh, my God.
The beanbag opening.
A tube?
Just a donut hole.
A poop tube?
You wear nothing and you just shit, like try to float it right through the beanbag chair.
So many portal. So many weird accessories. You have a poop tube, but then you don't want to have like, you can't just like poop into the tube and then not clean it. So then you have like poop tube, like not filter, but like paper.
Sure.
It lines the poop tube. Then you have to pull that out and throw it away.
Right.
After you're going done through the tube.
Or,
I don't know. Or, the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you pee when you poop, too. Mm-hmm. So then you could have a connection that pee is now the water.
This huge contraption.
That cleans the tube while you poop.
It has its own
science.
It has its own in-outfit sewage, like waste treatment system.
It filters the water and then it goes into a camelback. And then you have to just walk around. It's practical. I don't know.
It's practical. You use the seat. Right. It handles your poop. It turns your poop into compost. Uh-huh. Turns your urine into water.
Check this out. You like reach in there, pulls out a plant. It's fucking crazy. I'm growing this in my beanbag.
You have the beanbag butt, but then you have like a garden on your back. And then like the garden is fucking fed by compost from your poop.
Can you grab some basil for me real quick, hon? Like a stegosaurus with just plants and different shit up your back.
I wish we had a little more oregano. I got some oregano.
Let me take a seat real quick.
Let me take a seat and have somebody grab it.
All right. So if you go to the internet and search for onesie beanbag, you'll find it. Yeah, fucking buy it. Send us some pictures. I'd love to see it. All right. Well, we have one person to hear from for junk mail this week.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It's junk mail.
Logan, will you recreate that real quick? Because you're the voice.
It's junk mail.
Nice.
There we go.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah, of course. Dummy Andrew sent this in. Hey, dummies. I'm currently listening to the episode Purse Poop, McDonald's Parachute. Yep. And you guys went on a minor rant about password requirement bullshit that we all have to deal with. A previous company I was at had a 15-character requirement on top of requiring a capital letter, lowercase letter, number, special character, and you couldn't use any three consecutive characters or lowercase letter, anything that contained in your name or number specifically to you. Like, you couldn't have your birthday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you couldn't have your social security number. Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing it does allow is the word password to be actually password. Seems like a massive oversight with all the other requirements, but that's pretty much describes the company as a whole. Completely oblivious to even the most obvious shit.
Yeah.
The password also had a 60-day time limit before it was forced you to create a new password. And I had that at my old job, too.
Yeah. It's that is so annoying.
So fucking stupid.
So stupid.
Like, how many people are trying to crack it, like, get into my computer? What the fuck are you going to get? You're going to get a bunch of sweet radio files. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come get it, hackers. I've never had to make such a long and unique password before, so I was trying to get clever with my choices so it'd be something I could remember relatively easy, but for whatever reason, after setting the password, it wouldn't work. So I had to call the shittiest IT department on the face of Earth every morning for a week to try and get it fixed. This is the IT department that sent a guy out to work on our network to add a new feature, and then he left 6 hours later, nothing in store worked. I required the internet connection. He just said, well, that's a problem, and then left.
Yeah.
Sweet. Love that IT guy. The IT department has the ability to share my screen so they can watch what I do and see what I see. I didn't realize they were currently doing this, and after a week of setting up and resetting my super long password, I completely lost my ability to filter what I say and decided to type in somewhat sarcastically, this is my fucking password, money sign 69, money sign. The IT guy asked if what I typed was correct and free of typos. I told him that it looks good to me since it won't work tomorrow anyways. I heard the IT guy laugh when he saw me click the view password button and he moved my cursor over to save so I couldn't reset it without the help. Bright side is, I never forgot that password and it actually did work.
That's funny.
Hope you guys get a little laugh out of this. I know my wife, coworkers, and IT department did. 3 out of 5 stars. I'm completely caught up on Is We Dumb and Time Suck and I'm working my way through Scared to Death. Thank you.
Yeah,
love
nice,
everything
thanks.
Bad Magic does, even if a good portion of it finds my finds a bit much. I think there's a word missing. Been a big fan since Revenge is Near.
Oh, wow. Long time ago from stand-up, yeah.
Keep doing what you do. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, that is funny because it instantly reminded me of, we had this thing, it's like Dropbox, but it's called PCloud.
Yes.
And I don't, where the fuck, what, they're fucking overseas or something? It was like
PCloud
some other.
PCloud is in Europe. They're based in Europe somewhere.
So it's like
it's Switzerland or something.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's like Dropbox.
It's like Dropbox, just not, probably on the very front end of like when Dropbox was first getting started.
Right.
So they're working their way through all of that bullshit.
If you have Dropbox and you're like, this works pretty good, but I wish I could use something that's way worse. That's when you sign up for PCloud.
Exactly. I want something that like doesn't update. And every time it updates, it erases my files. Then PCloud is
PCloud
for you.
You're
going to love it.
So we got it when we were working on that show, Incredible Feats, because it was what, Parcast, a big podcast network, when I was hosting that show, it was not a Bad Magic show, it was a Parcast show, and that's what they use for their company. Mm-hmm. So like, well, you have to use PCloud to transfer the files, blah, blah, blah. So we had a lot of problems with getting PCloud set up, and then we had like password problems with PCloud, and eventually I did put my password as like, something like fuck PCloud.
Right.
It was something very aggressive. Stupid fucking PCloud or fuck PCloud.
I think it was a stupid fucking PCloud password.
Stupid fucking PCloud password.
Something like that.
And then we had more tech problems.
Uh-huh.
And so I think I was on speakerphone. I was wandering around the office when you heard it. And they were like, well, can you give me your password? And I was like, yeah. And this was a PCloud employee, customer service. And I was like, my password is stupid fucking PCloud.
I remember I was just saying, because our desks were right next to each other at that time.
Yeah.
And I was just typing, and then like as soon as you said, like I put my hand on my forehead being like, fuck yeah, that is awesome. I cannot wait to talk about it.
Stupid fucking PCloud.
Stupid fucking PCloud. And the guy was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I love how they have to move on. All right.
He goes, I get it.
Mine too.
Mine too.
Weird. I have the same password.
Guess I have to change my password. Because we have the same password. Oh, all right. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
that was
it.
A fun show.
Yeah. Fucking wrapping up show 83. Logan Keith, thanks for producing and directing.
You got it, guys.
And thanks for junk mail.
You got it.
Thanks to Zach Cohen creating some of the custom music beds for the show. We got the new merch. This is what you wanted.
This is what you wanted.
Inspired by Dan Shroom's story.
Great job with the merch, yeah.
Yeah, check that out. Head over to badmagicmerch.com. And a reminder, still running the contest with the data transfer merch that's available on the website, where if you pick up any of those items, that kind of cryptic design, you have a chance to win the autographed family portrait.
Yeah.
So head over there and pick that up. We'll be drawing some winners at the end of March.
Cool.
Follow us on our Facebook and Instagram, at IsWeDumb. And then you can see all the video versions of the show on YouTube.
That's yeah.
I'm just going to stop talking. You ready for a joke?
I like jokes.
Then we're going to do
a dad joke?
It's a dad joke.
Okay.
And this is a good one. I'm hoping you haven't heard it before.
All right.
Okay, let's roll it.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Meet dad joke.
Sent in by dummy Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really hard time trusting stairs. You know why?
Why?
Because they're always up to something.
That's clever. That took me a second. This is why I don't like laugh a lot of times at dad jokes. It's my brain has to connect it. And it's more of like okay, that's clever.
As soon as I say it, you're like, that's stupid. Oh, that's good.
I get it.
They're
like riddles to me. And I'm always like, wait, what? Oh.
Because
at first I was like, I knew it made sense, but my brain was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh. I got it.
Clever.
Well, good job, Ethan.
Ethan.
That's a funny one.
That was a good one.
All right. Well, see you guys next week unless you don't show up. We'll be here though. All right, bye.
Magic Productions.
Q
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.